Hello, BKFK listeners. It's time for another silly and thrilling story from the magical world of Majimajura. But before we get on with the story, let's find out who the superstars are for this episode.
My name is Nia. I live in California, and I like reading. I'm 8 years old.
My name is Stacy. I'm 27. I'm from Singapore. I like dogs.
Well done, guys. You're brilliant. And to all you newcomers, thank you for your auditions. Remember, guys, if you'd like to audition and be part of the team, just go to buykids4kids.co and click on audition. Okay, Ruby, let's get on with the story.
Sir Chuckle Nugget's Spectacular Sky Adventure. On the enchanted island of Majimajura, there was a tavern known to all the magical folk as the Glugging Gargoyle. This tavern, managed by the kind-hearted Goethe Grimswill, was a place where laughter echoed and stories of magic and bravery were shared. Goethe was a big, strong hobgoblin with deep green skin and lots of scars that made her look really tough. She had yellow cat's eyes and jungle-colored hair that hung like thick, twisty ropes from her head. On this sunny afternoon, the tavern was buzzing with excitement. Cheerful orcs were sharing tales of their latest adventure, clanking their mugs together in celebration. Elves in a quiet corner were talking about ancient legends in their melodic language. A few pixies were enjoying a game of witch's flick in the corner. Into this lively scene walked Sir Chuckle Nugget, a knight beloved throughout Majimajura for his brave deeds and his distinctive green armor. His helmet, complete with a rooster feather and shaped like a duck's beak, often brought smiles to the faces of his friends. On his back was his trusty shield, Sheldon, which had a face painted on it and seemed to be almost alive. Chuckle Nugget stepped onto the outdoor veranda. He was carrying a small treasure chest on his shoulder, which he placed on the table in front of him. Goethe greeted him with her usual bright smile and quickly prepared his favorite drink, a fizzing blue potion that bubbled and frothed in an old helmet that was used as a mug. She called it the Bubbly Bravery, and it was just what Chuckle Nugget liked after his adventures. While enjoying his drink, Sir Chuckle Nugget was approached by Sparky Flarkbottom, a gnome known for her brilliant mind and inventive spirit. Sparky, dressed in clothes adorned with gears and tiny moving parts, and wearing oversized goggles, looked at Sir Chuckle Nugget with eyes full of curiosity.
"What exciting tale do you bring us today, Sir Chuckle Nugget?"
asked Sparky.
"I've just come back from the Calamity Canyons,"
said Chuckle Nugget.
"I discovered an old cave that I've never seen before. I won't bore you with the details. There were the usual traps, a few zombies, and an evil enchanter, who I naturally defeated. There wasn't much loot, except for this old treasure chest."
"Well, aren't you going to open it?"
asked Sparky. This they did. The chest creaked open. Inside the chest, they discovered some shiny coins, a few pieces of simple jewelry, and an intriguing bottle. The bottle contained a swirling potion that changed colors and looked very magical.
"A potion!"
marveled Sparky.
"But what does it do? There's no label."
Well, there's one way to find out,
said Chuckle Nugget as he uncorked the bottle and took a deep gulp of the potion.
Wait!
Gasped Sparky, but it was too late. Almost immediately, Chuckle Nugget began floating upwards into the sky.
It's a potion of levitation!
Cried Sparky.
A what?
Laughed Chuckle Nugget.
It makes you float into the sky!
Chuckle Nugget's initial laughter turned to astonishment, but then he began to feel worried as he kept floating higher and higher.
Just stay calm!
Called Sparky from below. She shouted something else, but by this time, she was too far to hear. From high up in the sky, Chuckle Nugget saw all of Majimajura like a beautiful, tiny world. The colorful houses of the village were just little specks. The winding streets were narrow stripes, and the trees in the whimsical whispering woods looked like small green blobs. The rivers around the village were like thin, shiny snakes glimmering in the sunlight. And the distant moon shadow mountains grew smaller and smaller. He could now see the whole island and the silver sea surrounding it. Curious birds, a surprised fairy, and even a young dragon practicing flying circled around him, as astonished by his presence as he was by the view. Chuckle Nugget's heart started to race as he realized he was all alone, floating away from everything familiar. The excitement of flying was replaced by a growing feeling of worry. He felt very small in the vast open sky. Fear gripped Chuckle Nugget as he continued to float higher.
How will I ever get back down?
He wondered.
What if I keep on going up forever?
Below, Sparky sprang into action. Her mind, always buzzing with ideas, began to come up with a rescue plan. She knew they had to act quickly and that she would need help. She gathered all the folk in the Glugging Gargoyle and explained the situation. They all agreed to help bring Sir Chuckle Nugget back to safety. Together, they found a huge blanket and spread it out in a big field near the tavern. All sorts of creatures came to help, from the tiniest fairy to the biggest ogre, and each took hold of one side of the blanket. They were ready to catch Chuckle Nugget. After what felt like forever, the potion's effect began to wear off. Chuckle Nugget felt a sinking feeling and a sudden drop in his stomach as he started to fall. He plummeted faster and faster towards the ground, his heart pounding with fear.
I'm gonna turn into a pancake!
As the ground came closer and closer, he saw the large blanket beneath him, held on all sides by familiar creatures.
A little left!
Cried Sparky.
No, right! A bit more! That's it!
And... just in the nick of time, the villagers caught Chuckle Nugget in the blanket, cushioning his fall and bringing him safely back to the ground. He was greeted with cheers and relieved laughter from everyone.
Thank you, friend,
said Chuckle Nugget, who was still pale with fear.
You saved me from a grisly fate. I think I'll owe you all a reward.
He stepped over to his chest and began to throw his treasure in all directions, sharing it with everyone.
Gada!
He called out.
I think this calls for a mug of bubbly bravery for all of my friends.
That evening, the Glugging Gargoyle was alive with roaring and laughter from the creatures of Majimajura.
Yeah. And it's quiz time. Question 1. What is the name of the tavern managed by Goethe Grimswill? A. The Laughing Leprechaun. B. The Glugging Gargoyle. C. The Singing Siren. Or D. The Dancing Dragon. Question 2. What unique feature does Sir Chucklenugget's helmet have? A. It's shaped like a dragon's head. B. It has a rooster feather and is shaped like a duck's beak. C. It glows in the dark. D. It can turn invisible. Question 3. Who approached Sir Chucklenugget to ask about his adventures in the tavern? A. A curious orc. B. Goethe Grimswill. C. Sparky Flarkbottom, the gnome. Or D. A wandering elf. Question 4. What did Sir Chucklenugget and Sparky find inside the treasure chest? A. A map to hidden treasure. B. A cursed sword. C. Shiny coins, simple jewelry, and a mysterious potion. Or D. A magical key. Question 5. How did the villagers plan to save Sir Chucklenugget when he started floating away? A. By casting a spell to bring him back down. B. By using a giant net to catch him. C. Spreading out a huge blanket to catch him. Or D. Calling a dragon to rescue him. And the answers are... For question 1, answer time. Question 1, the answer was B, the Glugging Gargoyle. Question 2, the answer was B, it has a rooster feather and is shaped like a duck's beak. For number 3, the answer was C, Sparky Flockbottom, the gnome. 4, the answer was C, shiny coins, simple jewelry, and a mysterious potion. 5. The answer was C, spreading out a huge blanket to catch him. Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.